What do you think really inspired the playwright, Kari Dodds Fitch?
My impression is that it kind of goes along with her, the mission statement for her theater, for No Passport Theater Alliance, which is that it's committed to interventionist actions through theater making and culture towards peace, healing, forgiveness, positive action, and resistance to uncivil actions.
So you actually brought the play with you today. I
Yes.
wonder if you could give us an example of a line or a scene that people might find particularly moving, if you could read us an excerpt.
Sure. Well, this is a scene where Yuki and Jimmy are fishing, and they Yuki has just found out before the day started, and tells Jimmy that one of the local kids in the community died swimming, and he because he was exposed to some toxins that were in the water, and so the community's decided to put together a protest, and Yuki tells Jimmy about it, and he feels that it's going to have ultimately no effect. And this is Jimmy's response. The poor kid passes on, and what? You think Big Pig going to pay for his burial because of some protest? Integrity and respect for human life is a joke to them, a cruel, insignificant joke. Man, they'll come up with some story, says he was on meth or something. Make it so they got nothing to do with nothing. They don't even know what kind of chemical they used.
Thank you. It sounds like the piece really provides a social commentary on the spill. It's described as a two-act play that focuses on poverty in America and the devastation of the ongoing health and environmental focus in the Gulf region. So, what do you think people are really going to take away from watching it?
Well, I hope they will see how this particular issue speaks to a lot of what's going on in the United States today. With working people, you know, it definitely talks about how, you know, I mean, the spill happens, and that's really the impetus for all of these horrible things that happened to Jimmy. But as, you know, a small fisherman, small commercial fisherman, he doesn't have, for instance, health care insurance, and so that exacerbates their economic situation. It's also because of the lack of being able to catch fish from, you know, the effects of the oil spill. They're having economic problems in his household. And, you know, behind this, you know, there's this giant corporation, BP, that's these characters who don't have feel like they have a lot of agency in the play want to hold accountable, but they're not too sure how.
So there's only a handful of cities actually performing it, cities in states that were directly impacted by the spill. Do you think that there is a reason for that? Maybe is it that the play is awfully controversial?
I'm not sure if it's because of the controversy. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe here a little closer to the source, you know, where people who are directly affected by the thing, you know, people are going to be more sensitive about it, definitely. And I've thought about that. But I think it's even more important for us to mark this event, this disaster, remember what happened.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for the opportunity.